We end today's show on the crisis in the Middle East peace process with Uri Sevier. He was the first Israeli official to negotiate with the PLO. He was Israel's representative at the secret peace talks in Oslo that led to the peace agreement and remained Israel's chief negotiator with the Palestinians until 1996. We called him in Israel. He says the peace process can still be saved. I asked him how.
It must be clear to both leaders, but definitely also to Mr. Arafat, that you cannot have a peace process and a consensus within your society at the same time. Arafat, who is much more in the nation-building process than us, must confront his own opposition and say, this is the road I decided to take with my partners, Rabin and Peres. This is the road I'm going to stick to. It may cost us some compromises, but we have a deal that is better than anything that violence can give us, and basically confront a large opposition. And the same is true for Prime Minister Barak. I think that he has to oppose the opposition to peace here, which has unfortunately grown very much, and Mr. Arafat has not helped the situation in his deeds and in his words. And so I see really the rescue is, first of all, in a strategic decision to confront oppositions domestically. The second step, with the halt of the violence also, there needs to be an immediate dialogue. Now, I was always a big believer in direct bilateral negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. I know that many believe in enlarging now the umbrella and to bring in the United States and Russia and the Security Council and the G7 and what have you. This was a problem with the process in the last 5 years. In contrast to the years where I was involved, where we negotiated directly, we also built trust. And the trust is now lacking, and there's no way that the third side can create that trust. Therefore, the leaders have to meet, negotiators have to meet, security people have to meet, and rescue the security situation for us, avoid terrorism that would be catastrophic in the interests of Iran and others, and negotiate from the point where negotiations have stopped at Camp David. We were not so far from a real historical agreement.
I'm going to ask you this because you helped to negotiate the Oslo Peace Accord. Do you think that the Israelis and the Palestinians have each upheld their part of the bargain?
Look, many of the articles were not implemented. But until a month ago, most of the things that were not upheld were somehow done in agreement. Now, Palestinians will find you 100 or 200 reasons for frustrations and as to why violence broke out. And I'm not judging now these frustrations, although I clearly could tell you what the Israeli frustrations are. I think those who feel frustrated and who are legitimizing violence, even if they understand it, make an historical mistake, because there's no way the Palestinians are going to find the future that I hope for them, that they obviously deserve, which is a future of freedom, of an independent state, of a viable state, unless they're going to convince Israeli public opinion of their intentions. What they're doing right now is losing credibility by the day. So some may say on the Palestinian side this is unjust and they may blame us until their face is blue. This won't help. Israel knows how to create nation building against all odds. And neither of us lives in a fair world. And you can either complain about each other or do the wise thing. And the wise thing is to call for the end of violence and to call for negotiations and to understand for the Palestinians that Israel is there to stay, and that only by convincing Israel and Israelis will there be not only a Palestinian state, but also a state that may be different from their neighbors in the Arab world and move, hopefully, towards democracy where frustrations can be expressed in a different way.
Are you saying that you think it's counterproductive to look at the past and to even look at the events that have led to this current crisis and instead...
We don't have time for that right now. We can do it later. I tell you, we've all made mistakes, but I think fundamentally there's a much deeper problem. We need in this peace process to put much greater emphasis on what is called today peace building, which is to create much more cooperation between former enemies, to develop social economic policies where the peace dividends don't fall only to the elite and to the rich and to the politicians, but go from the bottom up, so people see that they have something to gain out of peace. And there needs to be a global effort by where there is funding, not just for security and aid, for which you have tens of billions of dollars, but there's no direct funding to peace. And direct funding to peace, to me, means funding of cooperative projects on a very large scale. And only if people feel involved in a peace process will peace be sustainable, and we will not have these violent eruptions, if it's in South Africa, Bosnia, or now in the Middle East.
Are you concerned that your own government might not want to continue peace talks if Barack is voted out of government and a hardliner comes in, or if Barack forms a coalition government with Ariel Sharon?
I'm totally opposed to that coalition government, and I'm today a member of Knesset, and I've announced, together with a political partner of mine, a member of Knesset, Dalia Rabin, the daughter of late Prime Minister Rabin, that we would very probably leave the coalition if the Likud joins, because it really will make the peace process very difficult. And we're obviously taking political risks, but I would like at the same time to see Palestinians who take a similar kind of risks, and we're telling Yasser Arafat to put an end to it and to begin negotiations. Look, at the end of the day, we'll be back at the table with the same proposals, with the same compromise. And what I do hope for, and I'm trying to work for through my own contacts in the Palestinian Authority, is that we'll not have to bury too many dead on both sides. That is almost the only open question. And I also think that there's been too much propaganda war, and everybody now is climbing on trees and accusing each other. So what if I convince you that my case is more right, or if Hanan Ashrawi convinces you that her case is more right? At the end, we should convince each other how to coexist here, because both of us are here to stay, and both of us are who we are and will not change.
Uri Sevier, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Uri Sevier was Israel's representative at the 1993 secret peace talks in Oslo that led to the peace agreement. He spoke to us from Israel.